Hey everyone, welcome. We have hijacked the Transition Story Studio here in Orlando, and it's such a beautiful studio, we thought we might as well do a podcast here. So I'm very lucky to have a very special guest here, Mayara Castillo.
Yes.
And she is a product development scientist with Transitions, and we want to learn a little bit more about the behind the scenes work of Transitions and how it all goes down and what happens to make these cool lenses and such. So hi, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here and great to be able to talk about Transitions and everything else involved.
Cool, cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, well, my name is Mayara. I started working with Transitions 3 years ago as a product development scientist. Until recently, I was actively working on brand new products such as Gen 8. That was, I think, the biggest part of my career until now. And in January, I've just started a new role, still in product development, still in R&D, but a little bit more consumer focused.
Ah, cool, cool. I know we met last year, and I was just fascinated to meet one of the actual people who works day to day on the Transitions product, because as a retailer of the product, we just kind of take it for granted sometimes. You open up the package of the lenses and you cut the lenses and you know, people, you know, wear them and you say, oh, they're going to go dark, all that kind of stuff, and it's pretty cool. But it was really cool to see how to meet you and to learn a little bit more about how they're made or how it all works. So like I said, I was just so excited to do that. So I want to maybe, you know, talk to people about how it's done. And one of the things I'm always fascinated about is somebody like yourself, like when you were doing more of that frontline work, is what was your typical day like when you got to work? What happens?
Right. So it's no rocket science, but in reality, it starts as everybody's day. I get to work, I make a nice cup of coffee, I read my emails, but that's where it gets a little bit different. So I started taking a look at my test plans, making sure that I knew everything that I had to do, not only for that day, but also for the week and in the long-term goals. I would make sure that there were not anything urgent that I had to do on that day. And then when I was pretty happy with my layout of the tests, I would go to the lab and I would start by running tests. So sometimes we have to run some tests in a small scale, so say more in a laboratory environment. Sure. And sometimes we have to run really big tests in a production line, or even like in terms of packaging. It's really a thorough job because you have to take into consideration every single aspect of the product, from the performance to how it's going to be manufactured, to making sure that it gets to the customer or to the ECP in a very pristine way.
Right.
So it's really, really interesting. And having a background of chemical engineering has really helped me, especially with the production side of things, with the process and making sure that everything works well.
Wow, that's great. Everyone knows how much I've loved Transitions for many, many years. Coming to Academy is always an enlightening experience, and it just inspiring as well, because I do love the product so much, and I do feel that it's really come a long way in a lot of ways, especially the marketing part, where I think now they're finally focusing on how fashionable they are, how cool they are. But Mayara, can you explain from your perspective how these things work? How does Transitions work? Why do they go dark?
Right. You know? So I think moving a little bit away from the marketing and how cool they look, because I personally really like them, and I'm wearing my Gen 8 Sapphire, but at the same time, we have to understand that there's so much chemistry behind these glasses. There's so much good work.
Right.
And the way that these glasses work, these glasses are, they're made of photochromic dyes. Mm-hmm. So inside our matrix, we have a matrix where we host these photochromic dyes. Mm-hmm. And this matrix has to give, it's pretty much the house for these dyes. So this house has to be nice and cozy for the dyes to be able to activate when you go outside and to be able to come back to the original state when you go inside. So the matrix is a big part of everything. The second big part is, of course, the photochromic dyes. So these photochromic dyes, they are molecules that are activated by UV light, or in the case of the extractive product, they are activated by UV and a little bit by the visible light as well, to give that boost when you're driving, you know, because your windshield is going to block that UV. So, but for example, Gen 8, when you go outside, boom, it's dark. And that's because the UV light is making those molecules break some bonds. And when the molecules break some bonds, they change their orientation. And once that happens, they're blocking, they're absorbing the light.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, and then once they go back inside, because they don't have the stimuli from the UV anymore, they go back to what they were before. Because those bonds, they're actually very weak, so the UV will break them.
Oh, wow.
And then when they come back, when you come back inside, they are just back to what they were before.
Wow. That's science, folks. Science. Do we have the UV thing that we can show some colors while we're talking? That'd be great. Thank you. So, I mean, what ends up coming into mass production is kind of probably a small part of what you're capable of doing, because of course we all know that you guys are probably able to do a whole bunch of things, but to do it on a large scale is expensive and very difficult at times. But there's been a few things that have been going on the last couple of years, some innovations. We used to only just have transitions gray and brown, and then they had transitions extra active gray. So extra active is the one I really like the most, because it does start off a little darker to begin with, so it gives a little more of a fashion tint. I'm not wearing them today. But then they do go darker in the car, and I personally like the fact that they change a whole lot more, but with more of a fashion sense to start with. Now we've had green in the last few years, and now they made all those three colors an extra active.
Yeah.
And then we've added more colors.
Yes.
So now you're wearing what's called sapphire, which we don't see at all. Like when you're looking at the camera, you can't tell there are transitions at all.
No.
But and I'm wearing new amber, which is a different form of the brown. And I'll take mine off here. And you want to put yours on here too?
Sure.
Yeah, let's make them go dark for a moment here. We'll go blind for a minute. So we're going to change them color here.
Yeah, so this is just a standard UV lamp, and you can get them
that fast. There we go.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love the amber, but I have to say, I think for me, the blue is incredible, because living in Ireland, the skies are always gray, okay?
Right.
And these glasses are magic. Every time I look at the sky, it is nice and blue and lovely, and it just makes me happy.
Good. That was going to be my next question, is what's your favorite color? So like, is there any of the colors that you were working on that you, was this the one that you maybe had, was more of your baby, for example, or like, you know, a preference that you had, or anything like that?
So sapphire has always been my preference. I know many people like the amethyst, but I just love how the blue looks. At the same time, it looks very professional, because that's the look that I always go for. But it also looks really cool when you're just like going out on a weekend, and you know, it's just nice in every occasion. Now, in terms of my work, I worked on the development of the main colors.
Yes.
So the gray, the brown, and the green.
And having the green has been a game changer as well. It just gives that vintage look. And we're doing a lot more brown as well. People back home are really opening up to transitions in general a whole lot more due to the color options, and they're excited to see that there are more color options now. And I can tell this is my favorite part of the transitions right now, is when they're a little bit in between.
Yes.
Like, this is the best time. So back home on a cloudier day, when you go outside and it's kind of like this, it's like, it's just ultra fashionable.
It's really fashionable. Like, yeah. you get this nice tint in your glasses that it's not like sunglasses that you're like, you can't see because it's overcast.
Right.
It's like you're looking really cool and really nice, and you're super comfortable.
And it also makes, like, a frame like this white one, it makes the frame pop a lot more too.
Absolutely.
And it gives a little bit of depth in the eyewear. So, it's Specs by Ryan, obviously. I dig on the fashion side of things a lot. You know, vision's very, very important, but the fashion part is what people care about a lot. It's like, how do I look? And I'm really proud to offer the transitions, the new colors and all that kind of thing. But another thing that's really cool, what are these?
Those are the fashion mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
They are gorgeous. Is that the gold one?
This is the gold, yes.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So we're starting to do that a lot more back home too, where people are starting to see the end result now more with some of the pairs I've been wearing and some of our other clients, and then how enjoyable they are to wear and how cool they look. So we're going to make this one go dark as well. And
so once the lens goes dark, the fashion mirrors obviously get more vibrant. So I think that's what makes them unique.
So here we're going to get a lot more of a reflective in it look. Now, this frame is an amazing frame, one of my favorites in my collection. However, without this fashion mirror, I don't think it's near as cool.
I think the mirrors complement really well the golden details on the frame. And I really like that it's kind of like an aviator, but not really.
Right.
I think it's really nice. And those big frames really, really match really well with the fashion mirrors.
Right. And there's a whole whack of colors too for the fashion mirrors. So we can play with whatever frame you choose. It's an exciting time where it used to be all about the frame. That was your fashion part, and lenses were the utilitarian part. And now we can complete the whole look and make it, really enhance the look of the frame and make it a true work of art. Like, that's how we roll at Specs, you know. So, and these happen to be the extra active as well. So they work extra well in the car. Again, that's a big thing for people is, when they're driving, they just don't go as dark, in the car. Like, everyone wants instant, they want the best of everything, right?
Yes.
They want them to go dark fast, and they want that off switch when they come inside. So tell us about some of the challenges with those, requests from the end users.
Yes, Ryan, it's exactly what you said. So people want everything. And I can't blame them, because life today is so complicated and it's so complex that we just want simple solutions for everything. Now, we try our best to develop these solutions, and that's how Gen 8 came up.
Gen 8 is the latest version of Transitions lenses, the 8th version since it came out way back in the 80s. Just let people know what Gen 8 is.
No, Gen 8 is fantastic. And with the development of Gen 8, we were given this task that it was to bring to our customers the best photochromic lens overall. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to bring a product that is dark, that is fast, and that protects people against blue light, against UV, obviously, and that also has all these fashionable colors. And the team, it was a huge effort. It was a worldwide effort, actually. Like, so many people from so many different countries working on this project. It was unbelievable. And at the end, I think we managed to bring something that really matches the expectations of the consumers, especially the younger generation, you know. Right. I don't know about you, but I really would hate to wear something that I don't feel comfortable with, you know. So I really love my pair of Gen 8. I really love the color. It's great.
Mm-hmm. So what other things do you think we might be able to look forward to down the road with photochromics? Because we already know, actually, another thing that I really like, one of my other pairs of lenses, is that they go, not only do they go dark, but they polarize as well,
right?
And that, I couldn't believe that was something that could happen. Not only are you controlling the molecules to change color, but you're also getting them to line up and to block all that glare out. That's the one that just, I thought, what? So anything else that might be coming down the pipe that you guys are, you know, are trying to do, or that would be really cool that may or may not be possible, but... Mm. Anything?
Well, I think in the past year we've seen lots of developments with Gen 8, with the partnership with Johnson & Johnson, where
the
Active Oasis with Transitions technology, that is really, really innovative.
Contact lenses, yes. Contact lenses that go dark outside.
Yes.
I think it's brilliant.
It is fantastic. As well as the fashion colors. So Transitions is always, always working on something new.
Right.
We're always trying to bring innovation to the table. Now, I can't give you the details. I know you'd love to hear them, but I can't give you the details. You have to wait to hear the big news.
I wouldn't come home alive if she told me.
Definitely not. You probably wouldn't leave this studio.
No. I would be thrown in a van and down a ditch somewhere.
That's my part-time job.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mayara, thank you so much for spending some time with us. It's always a great time.
It's my pleasure.
I hope you all enjoyed learning a little bit more about how they're made, what goes on behind the scenes with Transitions. You know I dig them. They're good. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't. This is something I enjoy doing, and I enjoy the product so much that I just wish more people would really, you know, really give them a good chance. They're really, really great. I can't say enough about them. So thank you so much for joining
much.
Us on the
Lovely
Shady Business Podcast,
here.
Specs by Ryan, and peace out from Orlando.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.